This is Liz Talley from KMUN. I had the opportunity to speak with Sora Blue, director of the Sou'wester 7th Annual Arts Week, The Space Between. For those unfamiliar, the Sou'wester is a historic lodge and vintage travel trailer resort located on the coast in Seaview, Washington, and has been a getaway for artists since the 1980s. This is our conversation. So I'm here with Sora Blue, and we're sitting down to just chat a little bit about the upcoming event and what folks can maybe expect to view this weekend that are unfamiliar with the Sou'wester and Arts Week in general.
Hello. I'm happy to be here, and yes, it's our seventh and our biggest as well.
So we have this week-long residency where this cohort of over 60 artists are coming together. They're working on their individual practices, but they're also finding creative ways to collaborate with each other. Mm-hmm. And then it culminates in a weekend of public-facing events. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about what that looks like and what people who haven't been to Arts Week could expect?
Of course, yeah. It's pretty unique in that the public portion, you get a peek into people's finished works, past finished works, what they finished during the week, and also the process. And so it's a unique moment where the public can not only meet the artist, but sort of walk into their space and their process. They can see exactly the way they set themselves up. They can even do demonstrations of how they're producing their work. And a lot of artists bring art in different stages. Ceramic artists, for instance, are showing an array of in-process works as well as finished works at Iwako Artworks. And some are doing demonstrations or inviting the public to touch their ceramic works or weave into their ceramic works. So it's very intimate, I think, is a good word to use for it, because normally you go to exhibitions and see finished works. You might not even see the artist's face or know what they look like. And in this instance, you're invited into their studio spaces, and not a lot of artists get to have that moment for themselves as well, to be witnessed in their process, I think is really powerful too. So yeah, it's a little bit of a mix of performances, studio tours, and installations, but either way, the artist is there.
And these are free events that anybody can go to?
Absolutely. It's free for anyone. It's great for all ages, from near and far. It's very fun, very immersive and interactive. Especially this year, we have a lot of projects that are interactive for the public, whether it's drawing stations, sticker stations, like I said, ceramic stations, and then participatory performances. So a lot of our artists are going to invite the audience to the stage or to the mic. And so I'm really excited to see just how involved the public gets this year with art, because it's less viewership and more like, please come into my space, please get involved with my work. And I think that's pretty important for this time too, because especially like after Arts Week and COVID, where it was more closed off, this feels more and more communal each year. So it should be pretty special.
How does the week unfold? Like, what does the residency look like?
It looks a little different for everyone, but basically everyone's setting up their studio space, whether it's in their accommodation or in an auxiliary space. For instance, we have artists using the geodesic dome, we have artists using the pavilion, we have artists using the tea trailer as their studio. And so people are sort of setting themselves up for whatever success looks like to them. So we have people setting up their sewing stations and their painting stations, with moments of connection in between, with offerings from staff, communal free saunas for the artists. We also have tea and zine making time for the artists. So we offer these little moments for them to sort of break away from their projects and connect with each other or invite more collaboration or just truly take a moment to themselves, which is really, really sweet. And it's a beautiful moment to witness. They do potlucks every night too, and that's a really magical thing to see, and even volunteer critiques sometimes, which is really great. So the lodge is kind of the hub for cross-pollination.
Lastly, if people are interested in learning more about the event, where can they find that information?
Well, the Sou'wester Arts Week information is just about anywhere Sou'wester lives in the digital space right now. Sou'westerlodge.com, there's a link directly on the homepage that'll take you to the Arts Week landing page, where you can find information about all the artists, all the events happening in this coming weekend, as well as our lodging partners, our sponsors, and a place to support Arts Week as well.
This special program was brought to you by KMUN, co-produced by Viridian Haugen and Liz Talley. Find more at KMUN.org.